crazy, crazy month. We're also going to try to bring investment guidelines back to get those updated. We also are planning for the 2nd of October fiduciary education and gift reporting updates. Everybody knows about that. On the 23rd, one of our investments is this building. It's something that you see on our report. We're typically in the lower percentiles, meaning the higher numbers on returns, but we own the building. Part of it is we occupy it. I'd like the leasing agent to come in and give me an update on the market, where we are, where we were at the high, the low, and now. The property manager will come in and also give an update. Typically, I approve the budget for that. You'd never see anything going on, but we have the situation that I mentioned last week with dry rot in the building. Met with the building construction engineering group yesterday, and apparently it's much larger than they originally thought. We're talking about hundreds of thousands, potentially, that we would need to put into this building. It's deferred maintenance that, with our prior property manager, appears to have been deferred a little bit too long. So we will be, they're going to be presenting that. It's not something that we can put off, so we're trying to fast-track that to get that in. Kurt and I are meeting with East County Fire tomorrow with, I believe, their finance committee and other employers as they requested, or we possibly can set it up regarding the drop of the assumed rate, the effect on the contribution rate, the effect of their payroll on contribution rates. A lot of the special districts are starting to have many questions on all of this, so we're trying to fit that in this month also. If you have the new iPad, and you would like to, or even an existing iPad and want to work with RIT on Dropbox, setting that up so you can get your packets electronically, please let Christina know. And we're also talking about a cash overlay educational presentation at some point in the next 3 months, depending how crazy we get with all
something
of
in
this.
2014 now.
Yeah, I mean, oh, we're going, oh, 2014, okay, good. Okay, Tim.
A couple items. One, I'm going to be, Invesco came back on Fund 3 and asked for a revision to the guidelines. To, they have a 25% cap on construction in Fund 3. They've asked to revise it to 30%. There's one more construction deal they want to do. I'm going to be back in the Midwest on a number of conferences and personal business, but I'll be in Minneapolis where one of their construction deals is just nearing completion, so I'm going to go take a look at it there. I haven't really seen their construction standards and practices and that sort of thing. So I want to, if we're going to consider a revision to the guidelines, I'd like to see a live property. So I'll do that while I'm in Minneapolis. While I'm also near Chicago, I'm going to go to see Artisan in Milwaukee. It's a quick train ride up to from Chicago. So that'll be prudent to go see them. We haven't seen them since we approved them last August. On the operational due diligence that the board asked for with regard to Aether, we're close to having a contract set up with Chrysler Miller, and when I go back to my office, I'm sure I'll have feedback on the contract from them. The all-in cost that they're coming back with is $24,500 on that, so it's in line with our expectations. The last item is we got a notice from Lord Abbott the other day. Their chief compliance officer is retiring at the end of September, and they're launching a search for a replacement. So distant from the investment team, but nevertheless, you should know about it. That's it.
Lord Abbott also lost their plant service person.
They lost a couple of folks
6 months ago or 7 months ago.
Kristen.
And so far it's been around the investment team and not the investment team, but rest assured there's a watchful eye being cast upon that firm.
Okay. Any trustee comments?
I'm just in the reserve for the dry rot.
There isn't a reserve on the building. It's an investment, so we would just put more money into that investment. It isn't really, it's something that I'm going to work with them, and that's a good question to ask them, is some of these capital improvements get depreciated over their life, and they do get charged back to the tenants. Some don't. So that's a great question for the property manager when they come to present.
I mean, that's depreciation is a sort of a classic way in which you would recognize it. You could, instead of having depreciation, have a reserve, or you could actually have both. But the effective impact of depreciation is an annual expense and a reduction of your capital value. And do we do that?
No, they depreciate it, yes, and we do depreciate capital improvements. I'm not sure. Pretty much the way this building is carried on our investment allocation report is we get every triennial appraisal on it.
And we're due
next year.
Yeah.
so better to do this now so that when it's appraised, it's in good shape. They will also update us. We're about 95% occupied in the building now. We've really worked to give whatever we need to give in the text of 1 or 2 months free rent to get those tenants in. And we've got some very good long-term tenants in here, too.
Depreciation only works, Gabe, when you carry things at book value as opposed to fair market value. Once you go to
We're at fair market value
then all that disappears.
Any other comments? Jerry?
This is the 12th anniversary of 9/11, and I would like to have us consider adjourning in memory of those who lost their lives 12 years ago, and most especially the first responders who ran into the burning building as opposed to trying to run out.
I'll second that.
Okay. Outstanding idea.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. And we will so adjourn.
Sounds good.
Thank you, everyone.
Nice idea, Jerry.
Yeah, I like that.